Mazars HR Series. This series has been designed to help you strengthen your skills in most dimensions of the HR function. Episode 2, Peer Coaching, How to Get Started.
Welcome back to our HR series around the fascinating topic of peer coaching. After exploring in episode 1 what peer coaching is actually about, we would now like to speak about the first steps to initiate peer coaching. We are here with our guest Laurent Chouin, Chief Leadership Education and Culture at the professional service firm Mazars. Laurent, can you please tell us what are the key steps to quickly initiate a peer coaching relationship and how can one create a favorable context?
First of all, let's take the point of view of a person in charge of organizing peer coaching. For instance, in the team or organization, before taking the point of view of a manager who will be the actual peer coach. It's very important to organize peer coaching. It does not work on its own. But the good news is that it does not require a big investment. The main resources are human and internal. You do not necessarily need to design your own program either, but can simply set it up by improving a program that already exists. If I give an example, the annual review process that you all have in your organizations. Instead of letting only the direct manager review the appraisal of an employee, include a peer then and entrust that person to review and coach the employee. The overall effect will contribute to infuse a culture of coaching throughout your team or organization. There are many coaching opportunities in business anyhow, independent of hierarchical levels. Integrating new colleagues, for example, taking on new responsibilities, considering mobility, organizing work differently as the health crisis has given us the opportunity. Let's take the point of view of a manager who will be the actual peer coach. There are here also many opportunities to practice coaching. To start with, enroll in existing programs and train as a coach. The titles of these existing programs, by the way, do not always include the word coaching. But they can, for instance, be entitled co-development. This is a word that is famous in this domain. Other similar programs might also allow you to develop related skills. As an example, there are great and easy models you can use. For instance, the ABC method. You find two colleagues and start practicing coaching each other by rotating in the roles of A, B, and C. A is the coach, B is the coachee, and C is an observer. You certainly have people you can trust in your environment who are ready to test this method with you. In any case, even if there is no formal program in your organization, it is important to put in place the conditions for peer coaching. First, develop your active listening skills. This is a key element of coaching and peer coaching. Second, confidentiality. This is absolutely essential to establish a trustworthy relationship. You all know this story of someone who absolutely would like to know a secret you have. And the only good answer you can give is, do you know how to keep a secret? Me too. And that's basically the way you deal with it. Finally, don't try to give unsolicited feedback and don't insist on coaching someone who does not want to be coached. We'll speak more about it in episode 3 on how to work out your coaching style. The most important is that you take the time to train yourself around coaching techniques and skills. For instance, as you're doing right now by listening to this podcast, but you can also go on LinkedIn Learning, for instance, or you can read books about it. There are plenty of training possibilities.
Thank you so much, Laurent, for this insightful information. If I had to summarize your key message in one sentence, I would say, many existing situations and programs already exist in organizations. So by simply adding a peer coaching component or dimension to them, you can actually easily get started on the journey.
Dear listeners, this is the end of the second episode. We're coming back very shortly with the third one on coaching styles and the golden rules.